And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of June, 2015. It was on this day, 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea, beginning the Korean War. Most of the actual combat occurred in the first year of the war. Dwight D. Eisenhower ran for president, 1952, promising to end the war, and when he was elected, that's what he did. It was the first war the United States had concluded without success. There were no celebrations when it ended. More than 3 million people lost their lives. Many years later, an American veteran named Harold Richards wrote, "I was not brave, nor was I a hero in any way. I was just as scared as anyone else under fire. I took part in 5 major battles and 2 invasions. I suffered the cold of North Korea, along with every GI during the Northern Campaign. There were so many unsung heroes of that war. Only men who were there could understand." Today is the birthday of George Orwell, born Eric Arthur Blair, 1903, in Motihari, British India. He became a policeman in Burma, contracted dengue fever, came to England to recuperate, and there decided to become a writer. He wanted to write about poverty. He began dressing as a tramp, living among the destitute, wrote essays that became his book Down and Out in Paris and London. Joined the Spanish Civil War, got shot in the throat by a sniper. In the early 1940s, began work on a novel about a group of farm animals who decide to revolt against their tyrannical owner. Animal Farm was the title of it. And then came the novel 1984, published in 1949, about a man losing his identity while living under a repressive regime. It's the birthday of the children's author and illustrator Eric Carle, born in Syracuse, New York, 1929, author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And it was on this day in 1942, Dwight D. Eisenhower became the commander of the U.S. troops in Europe. He'd been in the Army for more than 20 years. He'd never seen combat. All he'd ever done was train soldiers. He'd go on to become supreme commander of the Allied armies in Europe, and he helped plan D-Day. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, entitled Monet. Unable to get into the Monet show, too many people there, too many cars. We spent the Sunday morning at Bowl Pond, a mile from the museum, where no one was, and walked an hour or so around the rim, beside 5 acres of flowering water lilies, lifting 3 feet above their floating pads, huge yellow flowers, heavy on bending stems in various phases of array and disarray, of petals packed, unfolded, opening to show the meaty orange centers that become, when the ruined flags fall away, green showerheads spilling their wealth of seed at summer's end into the filthy water among small fish, mud-colored, and duck, moving, explorative, through jungle pathways opened among the fronds upon whose surface water drops behave like mercury, collecting in heavy silver coins instead of bubbles, some few red-winged blackbirds whistling above all this once in a while, the silence else unbroken all about. A poem by Howard Nemirov, Monet, from the Selected Poems of Howard Nemirov, published by Swallow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.